We saw in the previous mission that karbanos which are psulim even though lechatchila, we should not put them on the mizbeach since they're psul. If we did put them on the mizbeach, we would not take them back down. And the following psulim are included in that halacha, that if they were put on the mizbeach, we would not take them back down. How long? If the dam or the emurim of the korban was left overnight without putting it on the mizbeach, by tame, or if the korban is tame by yotze, or if the korban was taken out of the azor, by nishchat chusuz mano v'chusum koma. Or if the korban was nishchat, the mashavet chusuz mano v'chusum koma, that the person who was shochet the korban had in mind that he was going to eat or be makdir part of the korban after the allotted time or out of the allotted place for that korban. The shekiblu psulim v'zorku es damo, or psulim or makab of the dam, and they were zorak the dam. All these psulim, if they were put on the mizbeach, would not take them back down. Rav Yehuda Eimer shenishchata b'layla v'shenishbach damo. Rabbi Yehuda said, a korban that was shachted at night, and this is possible, as the avodah of the korban has to be done during the day, or if the dam was spilled from that korban, and the kohen was not able to be drawn to dam from that korban, or if the dam was taken out of that klaim, the curtain that's around the chatur da amoy, am also tarit. All these psulim are not included in the halacha of ma'alu l'yerdu. By these psulim, if the korban was put on the mizbeach, we would take it back down, as these psulim are an exception to the rule. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Lotard, Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Yehuda, he says that these psulim also are included in the klal, that if they were put on the mizbeach, we would not take them back down. Shehayu Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kosher psulo b'kodesh, ha'kodesh mekablo. Lo hayu psulo b'kodesh, ein ha'kodesh mekablo. Anything that became possible by kodesh in the azar, that the psul that happened to the korban was a psul only after it entered the azar, it became possible. In such a case, the kodesh is makabel, meaning to say, the mizbeach is makadesh. Even though it's possible, if it was put on the mizbeach, then we would keep it on the mizbeach. So these psulim of nishchata b'layla and nishbach dama and yotze dama chutz l'klal are psulim that happened after the korban was already brought into the azar. So therefore, it has a din of alul l'yerd. But if lo hayu psulo b'kodesh, if the psul that happened to the korban was before it was brought into the kodesh, the azar, then the kodesh is not makabel, meaning the mizbeach would not be makadesh. Those psulim, if they were put on the mizbeach, we would take it back down. We had in the previous Mishnah the Rabbi Shimon differentiated between two different types of psulim. A psul that happened b'kodesh, that the korban became pasul only after it was brought into the azar. In such a case, the din is malu lo yerdu. And a psul that happened shelo b'kodesh, before it was taken to the azar. By those psulim, the din is malu yerdu. The following are psulim that happened to it before it was brought into the kodesh, haroveh, an animal that was roveh anisha, by nearby, an animal that was nearby a day anish, bahamuksa, an animal that was set aside to be used as a sacrifice for an avodah zarah, bahaneva, an animal that was worshipped as an actual avodah zarah, bahaesna, an animal that was given to a zonah, bahamachir, an animal that was switched for a kelet, bahaklayim, an animal that was born from the union of a taish and a rachel, by brefa, bahayotse dolphin, an animal that was not born in the usual way, was born by a cesarean section, ubali mumen. All these psulim, the din is, in olu yerdu, even if they were put on the mizbeach, we would take them back down. Rabbi Kiva machshir b'bali mumen. Rabbi Kiva is machshir b'bali mumen. Rabbi Kiva holds that an animal that was a bal mum, even though this was a psul that happened before it was brought into the azar, the din is, in olu yerdu, if it was put on the mizbeach, we would not take it back down. Now, Rabbi Kiva was only talking about minor movements, such as dukin shiba'ayin, where the animal had a piece of skin that was covering the pupil of the eye. In such a case, Rabbi Kiva held the malu lo yerdu. But if the animal had a major movement, such as mechus or eber, was missing a limb, that's a movement that would pass even by ofas. In such a case, Rabbi Kiva would agree that him malu yerdu. Rabbi Chanina's gonna call him oimer, doicha hayaaba es bali mumen me'agabe mizbeach. Rabbi Chanina's gonna call him said, my father was served by the Beit HaMikdash. When there was a balmo that was put on his back, he would not allow it to stay there. Instead, he would push it off with the back of his hand. As even though Rabbi Chanina's kind of calling him holds that a balmon that was put on his back cannot stay on his back, but we would not take it down derech bizayon b'farheshya, an insulting way, publicly. Instead, we would subtly push it off with the back of our hand, as even though it can't stay there, but it should not be taken down publicly.